Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Getting an update, almost a reintroduction to Sun Peak Metals, a company that I last introduced back in 2020, company focused in Ethiopia on base metal and gold deposits. However, the company needed to pause their drilling back in 2020 due to some regional conflicts. I'm chatting with Greg Davis, president and CEO of Sun Peak Metals. Sun Peak is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PEAK and on the OTCQB under the symbol SUNPF. Now, Greg, before we get into the drill program that just kicked off last week, I want to talk about what happened back in 2020 and how the company has now restarted the drill program. You and I chatted in the summer of 2020. You had, I believe, three drills going, three contractors ready to go for a 18,000-meter program, testing out a number of targets. And then Ethiopia had some regional issues, and you had to pause that drilling. Take us through, again, just a reminder of what you were ready to do in 2020 and now how you're able to pick it up in 2024.
Hi, Corey. Well, thanks. And it's nice to be able to chat again. Yes, we spoke in 2020. At that point, we had drilled, began drilling in early 2020 in February, March. We drilled three targets for 19 holes. However, that program was suspended due to COVID prematurely. And then we were ramping up in, I guess, when we last spoke in the summer of 2020 and preparing for a major drill program utilizing three drills. Two of the drills started in late October. However, as you mentioned, unfortunately, on November 4th, 2020, we had to suspend all operations due to conflict in the region, which caught everybody off guard. We suspended operations. We declared force majeure for all our commitments to sort of lock in time, our licenses and our commitments. We kept all our staff in place. We retained 35 employees and did our best to provide them with shelter and food and funds throughout the crisis. And over the last few years, I've done a trip. Our team has done a trip every quarter to the country and met with stakeholders. Beginning in January of 23, we were finally able to go visit our target area, our project area in Sherry in Tigray again, as the conflict ended in November of 2022. So through 2023, we did trips every 2 or 3 months, and we were happy to see a trend that the area was stabilizing. By September of last year, it looked very stable, and we began to consider going back to work. Obviously, we put a lot of thought and a lot of research and evaluation into this. And finally, in February of this year, we announced our plans to return to work. And last week, we announced that we've restarted a drill program. And we intend to drill 6 to 7,000 meters in 2024, targeting new discoveries.
Now, some of the targets here, copper, gold, VMS targets. Talk to us about some of the higher priority targets that you will be testing early on in this program, please.
Sure. Yeah. Well, just to backtrack a little bit and refresh your memory, our team, as a team, we've worked in this region for over 20 years. We comprised the exploration team for Nevsun Resources and made the Bisha discovery 20, 21 years ago, which was fast-tracked to production and was a very, very lucrative, very successful discovery and mine. Our team then went on to apply the same techniques to Sunridge Gold. And we explored the Asmara project and made six discoveries that we took through the gamut of resource calculations, pre-feasibility, feasibility, a massive social and environmental impact assessment report that we're very proud of. We ultimately acquired a mine license and sold the projects in 2016 to a Chinese company. That's when we made the decision to look at Tigray. We entered Tigray in June of 2016. We were delighted with the rocks we saw on the ground because we have over 12 years at that time experience with them. And we made a decision to proceed and went into, acquisition mode. We acquired over 1,000 square kilometers. And then we began our implementing our exploration formulas in 2017, 18, 19, where we did, regional mapping, detailed mapping, regional soils. We did a helicopter supported VTEM over our entire project. And then we did follow-up work to help, you know, where we looked followed up on conductors with geochem, and did detailed mapping. And in many cases, we found VMS Gossan, which is the surface expression of a VMS deposit. We've developed over what we call two dozen high priority targets, and we could subdivide that into, I don't know, between six and 10 that are ready for drilling. That's what our exploration program for 2024 is all about. I should also mention that our drilling that we did in February, March of 2020, we drilled three targets. All VMS, I think we hit on 19 out of 19 holes. We'll return to those at a later date for expansion and for delineation drilling. But right now, we think the best bang for the buck is new discoveries. So that's what we're focusing on for the 2024.
Well, I was going to ask about some of that drilling that was done in 2020, because that most recent news release where you announced the start of drilling, you did say that you were able to recover some of the core from those holes drilled in 2020, and you're waiting for assay results. Can you just remind everybody the targets that were drilled and approximately how many holes into each?
Yes, and what you're referring to is the October, late October, early November drilling that we did right before the crisis. We had three drills moving in. Two of them got started. One drilled about a dozen holes at Meli, short holes, and the other drilled about 10 holes on what we call the Anguta North Southern Limb target, where we're targeting a VMS limb that seems to be related with our Anguta North target, which we will drill this year. And so those assays are pending. We didn't know the status of it because we did have to shut the program down in a hurry. We weren't able to access it or fully log it, and it wasn't sampled. But over the last 6 weeks now, we've been able to finally retrieve the core, fully log it, sample it, and it's been shipped out. So we suspect to get the results back probably in 2 to 3 weeks now.
Now, I assume you wait for those results to see where you want to maybe follow up. But as you said, you're also looking at some new other targets that could yield some new discoveries. Let's look ahead to some results here. Paint a picture for our listeners that would show a successful drill program here, understanding that it's still early on at these targets, but what would you consider a success and warrant follow-up drilling at any of these targets when you're looking at certain types of metals, certain types of grades, certain types of widths, please?
Yeah, well, absolutely. So our high priority targets are developed using techniques that we've developed over the last 20, 25 years. And they combine several different geophysical, geochemical, and geological techniques where we've used VTEM over the entire project area to look for conductors. And then during follow-up work, we've done geochem and sampled the ground. We've mapped it out, and in many cases, we found VMS Gossans, which I mentioned is the surface expression where the massive sulfide material has been exposed to the air and water and has been oxidized. We then use gravity techniques, which has worked for us at Bisha and the Asmar project. It's worked very, very well to direct our drilling to look for where there may be concentrations below the Gossan, and in many cases we have gravity anomalies. What we aren't able to tell until we drill is the quality of the sulfides. What we're hoping for is intercepts of of 15, 20, 25 meters and up of copper over 1% and zinc over 3% with gold and silver with it. To recreate what we've discovered in the past, both at Bisha and on the Asmar project. And these VMS occurrences, it's known that they occur in clusters, and we have clusters on our project with several targets. So what we hope to achieve here is a year of intercepting massive sulfide in multiple targets. And as I said, 6 to 7,000 meters, I plan for this year. I think we can achieve that.
So, Greg, let's talk budget for the year then and cash in the bank. Everyone still in this market wondering how much run room companies have with the cash in the bank. So, where does Sun Peak Metals stand in terms of cash and what's the budget for this year?
Sure. Well, we have over $6 million in the bank, Canadian, right now. Our budget with the 6 to 7,000 meters of drilling, along with all our other exploration activities, we continue to do a lot of groundwork and examining and identifying new targets. And we're finding new targets. We'll have updates on that side of our exploration program coming and continuing throughout the year. But our budget for the year is, from all our activities, is around $4 million. So that will leave us with over $2 million in the bank at the end of the year.
So big picture on this company here, Greg, it's early on exploration. You will have some results coming from that drilling you did back in 2020, plus a lot of drilling on new targets this year. This is an exploration story, but look, you've had a lot of time to even further filter down some of these targets. How should investors view the investment angle of Sun Peak Metals?
Well, our goal is to make discoveries this year and identify new assets to add value to the company. And we have a lot of experience. I point out over 2 decades of experience in this belt with success. We are delighted to be in the same rocks that we worked in, and we are confident that these are VMS systems. So I think it'll be a news flow generated stock driver is what we hope to do, just like we've done in the past, where the value, we put out news and demonstrate value and build assets.
Let's just talk a little bit about Ethiopia. Clearly, you feel comfortable getting back into the country, and it hasn't just cleared up there either. So you did take your time to get back in here. But in terms of interest, maybe from investors in Ethiopia, or even moving forward with permitting, with moving or advancing projects forward, what's the environment like in your eyes?
Yeah, well, the conflict ended in November of 2022, so a year and a half ago. And we did have a long list of items that we needed to see before we could even consider going back to work. Some of those items are obvious. We needed to have communication, banks need to be open, a fuel supply, no food shortages, local policing, stability. It was a long list. And all those have been checked. All those boxes have been checked off in 2023, which has given us confidence in getting back to work. It's not the first time we've worked in tricky areas, and we've managed to stick handle our way through in the past and have come out successful on the other side. And we expect to do the same here. And a lot of our shareholders are people that have followed us for over 20 years and have seen us do this before. So I think there's a lot of confidence that we can stick with it, build assets, which is good for all involved, including all stakeholders in the area. And the region itself is desperate for economic stimulus, and we believe we can help.
Do you see opportunity in acquiring more projects, building land packages in Ethiopia?
We're always looking, as we do, but right now we have sort of the key area of what we want. We have over 1,400 square kilometers of VMS trends in a VMS district. But we're always looking for other opportunities. That's whether we need it or not, we're always looking. But we have enough to keep us going for the next several years of exploration and development.
All right, Greg, thank you. I think that brings us back up to speed on Sun Peak Metals. I'll post a link to the company's website and corporate presentation so you all can read over that information. Please email me with any follow-up questions you have for Greg, and I'll follow up with Greg when we get some of those drill results that, again, were drilled back in 2020. Core has been recovered. That's the next news on tap, as well as the continuation of the current 6 to 7,000 meter drill program. Greg, thank you very much for your time today.
Very good. Thank you, Corey.